for your blessings and your guidance in our lives. Thank you for this Sabbath. I pray that you bless us and speak through us, speak in spite of us, that we may hear your voice and help us to continue to walk closer with you. We ask this in the precious name of our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our sermon this morning, it comes from chapter 3 of book of John. You know, I still try to use the book of John to study and bring a series of sermon, as I was tasked by Pastor Maxwell. Before Pastor Maxwell leaves, he said, Martha Alpha, you have to have Joseph book and preach from it. So it's a hard labor, but it's a rewarding work. The message this morning has come from John chapter 3. John chapter 3, there's a story of Nicodemus. From verse 1, I will read quickly from 1 to 9 as you look at your scripture. The word of the Lord says, "Now there was a man of Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, 'Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous sign you are doing if God were not with him.' In reply, Jesus declared, 'I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again. How can a man be born when he is old?' Nicodemus asked. 'Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born.' Jesus answered, 'I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and of the Spirit. Flesh give birth to flesh, but the Spirit give birth of spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, you must be born again. The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, and you cannot tell where it comes and from where it goes. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit.' And Nicodemus said, 'How can be this?'" If you want to be certified to be a soldier, you have to swear in, take the oath of office. You swear that you will protect, serve this country, defend the constitution, and so forth. And then they send you to the school for a basic training. All soldiers must go through this training. They call it a rite of passage to become a soldier. And you never forget, in my mind, you have to go through the gas chamber, and you have the gas mask on you, and you go inside the gas chamber, and they pump inside the chamber a strong tear gas, and they tell you to check the tire frame, to adjust the mask so it will fit well on your face, and so forth. The purpose of the training is to instruct the soldier to conquer the fear when they were put in a stage that there will be a chemical warfare and totally depend on that gas mask. The final stage of that training, you have to take off the gas mask and you stand there for a period of maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and you have to say your name, where you come from. Sometimes they ask you what church you come from. I thought I can tough it up, but as I was standing there, after 3 minutes, and then I just breathing in, I felt my lungs was filled up, and then my throat, I feel like that scratchy, painful scratch, my nose running, my eyes burning. I thought I never experienced death, and that's such an experience I never forget. So I have to run outside and flap my hands so I can get the circulations. Once you go through that, they said, you just go through the rites of passage to become a soldier. My friend, this morning, chapter 3, Nicodemus went to meet Jesus. He chose to interview Jesus in a specific hour of the day, and that is the evening time or night time. As we learn from the scripture, Nicodemus was a respected councilman of the Jews. He was an educated man. He was an intelligent man. But the question is, why did Nicodemus choose to go to see Jesus at nighttime? You know, the passage impacts the reason why Nicodemus chose to visit Jesus at nighttime. You know, the desire of ages testify about that experience of Nicodemus. She wrote, Christ's exercise of authority in cleansing of the temple had roused the determined hatred of the priests and the rulers. They fear the power of the stranger. Such boldness of the part of the obscure Galilean was not to be tolerated. They were bending on putting an end to his work. But not all were agreed in this purpose. There were some that feared to oppose one who was so evidently moved upon by the Spirit of God. They remember how prophet had been slain for rebuking the sins of the leaders in the officials. They knew that the bondage of the Jews to the heathen nations was the result of their stubbornness in rejecting the reproof from God. They fear that in plotting against Jesus, the priests and rulers were following the step of their fathers and would bring fresh calamities upon the nations. And then she said, Nicodemus share these feelings with them. Do you know the reason why Nicodemus went to see Jesus at night? Because he was bothered by the message of Jesus. He felt insecure. He felt threatened by the authority that was exercised by the teaching of Jesus. If you remember chapter 2 of John, the experience when Jesus went to the temple and he discovered people were selling, buying things in the courtyard of the temple. So the Bible tells us Jesus made a whip out of cord and he drove those people out of the temple. He turned the tables, scattered the money changers, and the Pharisees went to Jesus and they asked him a question. They said, what miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all of this? As Jesus proclaimed the gospel, preach and speak without fear, he made enemies. And one of them, Nicodemus. But there's something about Nicodemus. Nicodemus studied the life of Jesus through prophecy, and he still come up with convincing evidence that this man probably be the Messiah. And as he studied prophecy, he discovered that if the Messiah comes, he will establish his kingdom, and that kingdom will be able to oust out or to force out the iron ruling of the Romans. So he was excited to go and meet Jesus. He would like to know more about that earthly kingdom. He wanted to know more about who Jesus was. At the same time, he came to Jesus with his personal agenda. When Nicodemus met Jesus, he said to him, I know you are a teacher from God. I know that you sent from God. I know that God is with you. Nicodemus probably explore about the options of establishing the kingdom. When would that be? Unfortunately, his excitement, as you discover in verse 3, his excitement was challenged by Jesus' confrontations with a straightforward fact about the heavenly kingdom. And verse 3, it says, Jesus replied, I tell you the truth. No one can see the kingdom of God unless he is what? Born again. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of the water and of the Spirit. Did you know? Nicodemus responded, Jesus, how could that be? How could that be? My family, this morning, he was an educated man, respected man. Jesus confronted him with the fact, we may call it the rite of passage to the kingdom. The rite of passage to the kingdom, we need to be born again. Born of the water and of the Holy Spirit. But Nicodemus, as the Bible tells us, he had no clue what Jesus was talking about. He had no clue. Verse 10 to 12 says, Jesus said to Nicodemus, you are an Israel teacher, and do you not understand these things? I tell you the truth. We speak of what we know, and we testify of what we have seen, but still your people do not accept our testimony. Verse 12, I have spoken to you of earthly things, and you do not believe. How then will you believe if I speak of heavenly things? Nicodemus, from his pool of knowledge, logical mind, he determined to see Jesus at nighttime because he didn't want to be seen with Jesus. The reason why? Because he has an agenda. The reason why he has an agenda. When he asked about the kingdom, he was not willing to let go his personal, his own idea of earthly kingdom. And that's why he was not able to understand the message about the kingdom of God. The problem of Nicodemus was that he didn't understand the spiritual applications of Jesus' statements. When Jesus told Nicodemus, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he needs to be born again, Nicodemus is mainly think about rebirth, physically rebirth. How can an old man enter twice into the mother's womb? My friend, this morning, Nicodemus did not get the dynamic, the deep message that Jesus would like to confer to him. Because the bottom line is, he was not willing to let go of what he has in his heart. My friend, this morning, could it be the struggle that Nicodemus went through? We also share that struggle daily after day. We want to know the will of God. We want to know Jesus to bless us. But we are unwilling to let go of our own agenda. One of the experiences that I had in Jordan, when we first arrived in Jordan, there was no chaplain. I was the only chaplain. And the colonel said, Lieutenant Matafa, take charge of the religious program. I hesitate, but he said, there's no one, you are the man. I call few Adventists and we get together and we start a 7-day Adventist service. Praise the Lord for the opportunity. Also start the Sunday church. Praise the Lord. Coordinate with other churches. About 3 other Pentecostal women and other churches able to provide for them. The program was successful. I received a lot of good recommendation about the program. Until toward the end of the experience, another higher chaplain, higher rank, is a lieutenant colonel, came and took charge of the program. The military, the higher the rank, the more powerful you are. This man came, took charge of the program. He changed the worship service schedule. He changed the Bible studies. He changed the way of worship. I felt so lonely and very frustrated. I discovered myself, I spiritually ran dry. I was stressed out. I finally owned up and I decided to go and see this chaplain. After talking with the man, he turned and paid his total attention to me. He said to me, Chaplain Matafa, I never changed the program, but I add into the success you already started. And that's why we have a higher level of success in our ministry. After meeting with that man, I felt so small. I realized it was not the man's problem, it was my agenda. I was so big-headed. I was so proud. And my agenda stopped me from seeing the successful and how God works in the life of that chaplain. My friend, this morning, that's why Nicodemus did not able to get the full intent of the message that Jesus, without, if you don't born again, you will never see the kingdom of God. My friend, this morning, Nicodemus didn't even see because he was waiting for enough evidence. But as you see, Jesus pointed out to Nicodemus. If you look at verse 3, chapter 15, 4, 13 and 15. Jesus said to Nicodemus, no one has ever gone into heaven except the one who came from heaven, the Son of Man. Just as Moses was lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. Jesus said to Nicodemus, if you don't understand what I'm saying, just look at what Jesus has done on the cross. Remember what Moses has done in the wilderness. It's a typology of Jesus Christ to be crucified. Why don't you believe the one who was sent from God needs to be lifted up? Nicodemus, if you don't get the point, consider the cross, the one who died for you and for us. You remember the experience for those who were bitten by the snake. When they have the faith to look up at the brass snake, they were healed and restored. Their faith, there's no power in that brass snake, but it's a symbol that points to Jesus. Let me challenge you, my friends, my family, this morning. Even myself, I wrestle through. I find myself hard to get to know Jesus because I have so much issue within me. I need to let go. so I can see the cross. The one who left the glory of heaven and just come down to be among us. Not only Jesus point Nicodemus to the cross, but he also pointed Nicodemus to verse 16. What a wonderful promise in verse 16. We can recite it together. For God so what? So loved the world. Nicodemus, if you have so much issue within you, you make it hard for you to see the grace of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting what? Everlasting life. My friend, this morning, that's why we have the tables, the Lord's Supper. Just in case we overwhelm with the turmoil, the busy schedule, the hustle and bustle of life, look at the cross. Let the table be a memorable experience. We need to get back so we can see him clearly through a lot of problems in our hearts. My friend, this morning, as I study and pray, I can never come with a conclusion that that's what Jesus meant. To be born again is to accept what Jesus has done on the cross. To be born again, you've got to accept the love of God. And that will make it inner transformations in our hearts. And it can be translated into a physical transformation by baptized in the name of God the Father, God the Son, the Holy Spirit. If we don't be born again by the Spirit of God, the inner transformations, if you don't have the power of the Holy Spirit to do that transformation for us, we will not able to see the way or the rite of passage to the kingdom. That is only through Jesus Christ. As we meditate on those words, I'd like to bring into your attention, if you have problems in your hearts, we all have problems. Let the Lord's Supper be a reminder to us that Jesus loves us. He will turn his face to see your need and see my needs. And he will assure us to have a born again experience. And we guarantee to be with him in that glorious kingdom that is promised for us. Before the Lord's Supper, Jesus demonstrated to his disciples how to be humble. But got up, get the towel, wrap around his waist, and one by one he kneeled down before his disciples and washed their feet. My friend, as we separate for a foot washing, prayerfully, meditatively say, God, humble myself to prepare me for the table of the Lord. I would like to offer a word of prayer before we separate it. There are places available, prepare for the ladies, things in the kindergarten room, men's will be in the greater room, couples will be at the fellowship hall. Let us pray that God will bless us again. We have renew our commitments to walk with the Lord. Father God in heaven, as we continue to meditate on the work of salvation and tangibly participate in the emblems that symbolize the reality of your life that was bruised on the cross, resurrect, and promised to come back, help us to internalize those reality and make it real in our lives, that will transform us and have a new repentance in our hearts. Bless us, Jesus, in your name we pray. Amen.